Welcome to Mini Dharma Talk Mondays on the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Kohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening.
I was trying to find inspiration today on what I was going to talk about tonight. And every podcast and every audiobook and every book I read today kept talking about fear, 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 fear. How to overcome fear, how to survive fear, what is fear, how to defeat your demons. It's like, wow. We live in a society that seems to be afraid all the time. And then I thought, oh wait, every time you turn on the news, it's all about fear. Every time you open up a social media platform, it's all about fear. It's all you see. So that's not what I'm going to talk about tonight. You guys don't need that. I like to think sometimes, and I have this really great person in my life. Really, really wonderful human being who is sort of my yin to my yang, to my butter to my toast, my Sita to my Ram. She's my like complete and perfect opposite in a way that overlaps us. And so she's like one circle and I'm another circle, and the two of us cover each other halfway and we make this unit. And one of the things I really appreciate about this individual is her understanding and her knowing when it's time for self-nurture. It's one of the things I love about her. Like, she knows when it's time to take a break in this world. And I don't ever. And I go and I go and I get really, really stressed. Thank God for her. We have this tendency in Western culture, in Western society, to constantly be on the go. We wake up, we get ready for work, we don't take any time for ourselves. We get into our car, we race to work, we get off work, we race to our yoga class, we do our physical vinyasa, work out, get exercise, de-stress, go home, eat dinner, wake up the next day, rinse, rather, and repeat. And maybe on a Friday night we go to the movies, and maybe on a Saturday we go to dinner. And maybe once in a while, maybe once a year, twice a year, we go on a vacation. and we burn ourselves out. Part of the practice of being a spiritual being, part of the practice of being mindful, is to understand that we need to give ourselves time for self-nurture. We have to slow down. It doesn't have to be these big, complicated, very elaborate, expensive things. We don't have to get $300 spa packages. We don't have to go on vacations and yoga retreats. We don't have to do things that are so drastic. We can get up in the morning before we start our day, and we can spend a half hour to 45 minutes reading, drinking our favorite cup of coffee, writing in our journal, taking some time for ourselves. We can give ourselves permission, especially when it's nice out in this weather, to play hooky from the world and take time off for ourselves. We can give ourselves permission to go and get a chair massage for $15. Part of the practice is to know when it's time to move your body physically to get a vigorous yoga practice in. And part of the practice is to listen to your body and know when it's time to rest and give yourself time to take a break, to allow yourself and say, it's okay to sleep in. It's okay to skip your yoga practice. It's okay to go and spoil yourself and take care of your well-being, to self-nurture. So sit up tall and close your eyes. And ask yourself this question. Ask yourself this. When was the last time you took care of yourself? When was the last time you had a chance and you played hooky from the week? And didn't run errands, didn't have lunch with friends, but pampered yourself? When was the last time you stepped away from your electronics, your cell phone, your computer, your television, and stepped into the woods for hours on end and went for a hike? When was the last time you laid in bed and just enjoyed the company of the person next to you or the company of yourself? And then when you're ready, bring your hands to your heart center and take a moment here to dedicate your practice maybe to a little bit more self-love, self-nurturing.
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.